This morning I did have where oh, where I needed to take my medicine to start. It was hurting because I've already started taking my, like this is it's kind of it kind of hurt for hours, you know.
Yeah, kind of that achy pain in the kidney.
And I already took some like oxycodone, you know. It was that bad, you know.
Okay, good. Yeah, certainly utilize that. You can also kind of lean on Tylenol and ibuprofen. If it does get really bad, you can use all three of those medications. If it
Oh,
starts to
okay.
get better, try to wean off the oxycodone and lean more on the Tylenol and ibuprofen and see if that helps.
Okay.
And then any bladder spasms? Have you felt any spasms in your bladder?
I think I might have had a few, and I took some, that medicine, and I think that helped, you know.
Okay, good. And then you can take that up to 3 times a day if you need it, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm only taking it when I need it, yeah.
Okay, good. And then how is your bowel function? Did that return like normal?
No, it was I had I did have some constipation this morning, and I took that constipation medicine, you know, so I think that helped a little bit, you know.
Okay, good. Good. You are on it. Yeah, as long as, if you do start feeling constipated, even through the weekend, Colace, prune juice, ambulating, drinking lots and lots and lots of water, which will also help your bowel movements, but also that burning with urination and the blood in your urine. So
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so now does prunes themselves, is that good? Okay, I'll just do that.
And that, it's so important to try to prevent constipation with stents in place because, when we bear down to have a bowel movement, we typically, our urinary muscles will contract as well. And
Oh, wow.
so when you do that with a stent in place, it's going to push against that stent and can increase pain and bleeding. And
Oh.
so you just want to try to keep the bowels moving and keep your bowel movements as soft as
Yeah,
possible.
and I did do a lot of walking, you know, like including in the house and out of the house, you know,
Oh, good. Good. Okay, awesome. And then it looks like that we got you scheduled for your follow-up on the 14th with
Yeah.
Dr. Bilodeau.
In the same place.
Yes, that'll be in the Meridian Urologic Center
That's
Institute.
that's the same place where I had where I went to Thursday, right?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, but
Okay.
you'll enter the front doors at
Okay.
Gates Eagle Road.
500 Eagle Road, right?
Yep, correct. Yeah.
Okay, all righty.
Okay. And then of course, through the weekend, if you start passing large clots like bigger than a nickel, and then we kind of talked about, if your urine stays super bloody for, a few consecutive times, even though you're drinking fluids, intractable pain, nausea, vomiting, stuff like that's when you'll want to go to the emergency room, especially if you spike a fever.
Okay.
You'll want to go to the emergency room for that. But everything, it sounds like you're experiencing right now, seems very normal and,
Okay.
for a sense.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess, did you have any other questions or anything, you know, or other information or?
No, good stuff. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure everything was looking good before the weekend, and it seems to be. So hopefully it stays that way, and then we'll see you on the 14th.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, Richard. Have a good one.
You too. You have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.